Vehicle registration centers across Lebanon will be back in service next Monday, September 11, after almost a year out of operation. However, only a few services will be provided. The centers in Dekwena, Mount Lebanon, Hizal, Beka, Saida, South Lebanon, Nabati, Nabati, and Tripoli, North Lebanon, will all open their doors on Monday. The formalities that citizens will be able to carry out are related to vehicle registration, payment of mechanic fees, international driving licenses, and procedures for operationally unserviceable cars. As for the electronic platform created by the Encrypt company, which is used by the state to provide a range of services, including making appointments to take the driving test and paying mechanic fees, it is still at a standstill after having been up and running for a while. They don't want the mechanique to function normally, says the owner of an office that handles formalities for drivers, without specifying the parties he's accusing of paralyzing this administration. What about driving licenses? With regard to the renewal or obtaining of driving licenses, nothing has changed. No driving licenses have been issued or renewed for 11 months. Drivers whose licenses have expired have been given a grace period until the end of the year, December 2023. The reason for the freeze on granting or renewing licenses is due to a dispute surrounding the examination boards. The authorities' employees, who were arrested a few months ago for their involvement in corruption cases, were part of these committees. As a result, many young people are now driving without a license, and older people are driving with out-of-date documents, which represents a real danger to public safety. It should be noted that the Traffic and Vehicles Management Authority's offices have been closed for 11 months following the arrest of officials suspected of corruption. Some vehicle registration centers reopened in April. They provided services 3 times a week before closing their doors again.